Laura Lichtman, our correspondent and managing editor for video, is here with our
video pick of the week.
You've got it.
I got it.
Let me just remind everybody that I'm Ira Flato with Flora. This is Science Friday from NPR. And
this
our
week,
video pick.
This week, Ira, it's out there. This one's loopy. That's a joke. And you're going to find out why.
It's literally loopy.
It's literally loopy.
You were looking at me saying loopy. So.
No.
Okay.
The video pick. The video pick this week is a study that appeared in Nature Physics from William Irvin and Dustin Kleckner at the University of Chicago. They're physicists, and they did a scientific first, they believe, which is they tied water into a knot.
They tied water into a knot.
What could that even mean, you might be thinking.
You have to see it.
You have to see it to believe it.
You have to see it. It's on our website up there at sciencefriday.com. But
it's really neat. So, okay, here's how you can understand, or here's how I did. If you take a smoke ring, people are familiar with these, mm-hmm. or these vortex rings, right? So
right.
the kind of donuts of smoke. And then you were able to twist that flow, that fluid flow, into a pretzel.
Right.
You would have what these researchers have created.
Like a knot, a pretzel, tied up into a pretzel.
A pretzel of bubbles and water.
So you can see the bubbles. It starts out like a smoke ring and then gets twisted into a pretzel of bubbles?
No. But here's how it works. This is part of the innovation of this study. They printed these using a 3D printer. 3D printer saves the day again,
of
right?
Of course.
These wings. They look sort of like twisted. It looks a lot like a pretzel, but in a wing shape.
Mm-hmm.
And it traces the outline of the knot. And then they put that in water and little bubbles attached to it. And then they accelerate it really fast. And the bubbles fly off and the water flows in this knotted fluid flow. You have to see
it. One of the fun parts about the video, which is up there in our video pick of the week at sciencefriday.com, is also watching them blow smoke rings out of a cannon.
Added bonus. That was from Dan Lathrop's lab in University of Maryland. Only semi-related, but the same idea. The idea is to understand how fluids flow, and mm-hmm. this was an idea. This idea of knottiness of fluid, so air or water, had been suggested over 100 years ago by Lord Kelvin. So it's an old idea, but no one had managed to actually make one of these in the lab
right.
until now. And the reason, it's kind of out there and interesting on its own, but there are also applications. For instance, the sun's corona, which you may have seen from NASA, these beautiful images of the sun with these projectiles of plasma.
Right. Right.
Those are thought to be knotty too. And so part of this is trying to understand what happens to these knotted liquids. Do the knots untie? If they untie, how do they untie? Do you conserve knottiness? That's the idea. Maybe knottiness doesn't quite go away. Maybe it has to be translated into twisting. So there's all these interesting questions raised by this. Interesting physical questions.
You can't make this at home, though, right? You can't make these bubble knots on your own at home, I don't think, yet.
You'd have to have a very... I was trying to think if you could do it with, like, a smoke ring with your tongue.
You can't blow, blow a smoke ring.
It's way too complicated.
By the way, what's also gorgeous about the video up there is that there are these three-dimensional... You get to go around them, right?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, because I think one of the most amazing parts of this study is how they imaged this. Okay, so first of all, we're talking very high-speed video.
Mm-hmm.
But then to see the knot of liquid, they use bubbles to see it, but they have to do it very fast and with a laser. So the laser scans across the bubble knot, many times over the course of a second. I think it's like 100 times,
mm-hmm.
making these sheets of images. And then they're stacked together digitally so that you have a 3D picture of what the knot looks like. And then you can fly around the knot.
It's like a CAT scan of it. It's CAT scan without the x-rays. It's like
exactly.
a CAT scan of a 3D, and you fly around there, and it's all up there on our video pick of the week. If you want to, besides the cannon that shoots these great smoke rings.
Ira, you really like the cannon.
I love the cannon part. The three-dimensional bubble images, how you take bubbles and they twist them into a pretzel is quite fascinating, Flora. Thank you.
Thanks, Ira.
So our video pick of the week up there on our website at sciencefriday.com, and also you can get them downloaded onto your app. We have a video app that you can get up there. We have a new Science Friday app up there in iTunes. Brand new. Got great new features on it. We want to make sure you download it. Our program senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our correspondent and managing editor for video. Our associate senior producer is Christopher Intagliata. Denise Chow is our associate producer. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Neil Rauch, our technical director at the controls here in New York, along with Sarah Fishman. If you missed any part of our program, you want to see those bubbles or any of the other great videos on audio, go over to our website at sciencefriday.com. And we're tweeting, twittering, we're on Facebook at SciFry all week long. I'm Ira Flato in New York.